We're sponsored by the Keepersall Collection of estate-grown wines and by the Keepersall Estates Restaurant and Winery, East Texas destination south of Tyler off of FM 344. The comic strip Boombox recently depicted this conversation. Said the first character, "Why are liberals so hot for gun control laws? Don't they know that criminals don't obey laws?" The other character answered, "Because it has the word control in it." That instinct is indeed the hallmark of most liberal proposals, and it extends now to the Internet. On February 26th, the Federal Communications Commission is set to announce new regulations with respect to how you connect to the web. As is always the case, the proposed rules are cloaked in a benign-sounding label, in this case, net neutrality. The label is meant to fool you into thinking that by regulating the Internet, the federal government will ensure that everyone has equal access to the net at fair prices. They called it the Affordable Care Act, don't forget. For a glimpse of the regulated internet future, consider the history of cable TV. It's been a mishmash dating back to the 1960s. In addition to FCC regulation, Congress often muddied the water. As just one example, there's the Cable Television Consumer Protection and Competition Act of 1992, which essentially Communications Policy Act of 1984. Today, neither cable operators nor consumers are happy. Cable operators' costs continue to climb, driven in large measure by the costs of federal regulation, and thus cable subscribers keep seeing their bills go up. Between the rate increases, consumer churn, and protracted fights with local TV stations and national cable networks, the cable TV industry has been in more or less constant uproar for 20 years. Meanwhile, the Internet has been pretty much free of federal regulation. Yes, there is much going on in Washington regarding the allocation of radio spectrum to accommodate the burgeoning demand for wireless access. Such is properly within the purview of the Federal Communications Commission. But that regulatory process has nothing to do with what you currently pay for Internet service. And if you're like me, your Internet service is several thousand times faster than that dial-up modem you had in the 1990s, and yet it costs you less. Access to the Internet has happened pretty much without the help of the federal government, and I, for one, am not complaining. I keep finding that connection speeds are going up while costs are going down. This has happened in a competitive free market beyond the control of federal bureaucrats, and it's something that liberals now running our government cannot stand. Liberals love control, and yet the biggest thing to happen in a century has happened without them. So the federal government now proposes to ride to the rescue. Your internet service is about to be regulated in the same way that your telephone service used to be. Give the old Bell system credit, it was steady and reliable, but if you're old enough, you remember that long-distance calls were expensive. Today, the term long-distance is an anachronism. The internet isn't broken. For Lord's sake, let's don't let the federal government fix it. That's my word. What's yours? Go to YouTellMeTexas.com and you tell me. And follow me on Twitter at Paul Gleiser. I had dinner last night in New York with a man that I consider to be rather sophisticated with respect to wine. He, in fact, made the wine selection for dinner, and it was impeccable. As we talked about it, I told him that we're growing, venting, and bottling exceptionally good wine in East Texas. He just looked at me. I said, "You won't have that look on your face when I send you a 3-wine gift box," which is exactly what I'm going to do. I will include my favorite, the Keepersall 2010 Cabernet, the highly decorated 2009 Keepersall Merlot, and the just released and perhaps soon to be my new favorite, the 2011 Keepersall Syrah. The wine we had with dinner last night, an Italian blend, was lovely, but any of the 3 Keepersall Reds I'm going to send him would have stood toe-to-toe. Find this out for yourself, of course, by visiting the Keepersall Winery Tasting Room. Tell them I sent you. The nominal $1 tasting fee is on me. South on Broadway to FM 344, left under the bridge a mile and a half to the Keepersall entrance gate on your left, and then follow the signs. Learn more at Keepersall.com.